free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, July 2nd, 2020. Today will be our 4th of July show because I will be out tomorrow. And today we're going to have Gerald Celente on to talk about the 4th of July rally that's going to be held in defiance of Governor Cuomo's lockdown orders and social distancing orders and mask orders and orders and orders and orders. That's why we had a Declaration of Independence. And so we're going to celebrate liberty. We're going to talk to Gerald Celente about that today. And we're also going to have Richard Proctor on. And he is going to talk about the history of liberty, the real history of liberty, not this phony stuff that we're being fed that your kids have been fed, and that now they have been turned into a Marxist mob. You know, I had an article that was sent to me by my wife talking about, it's from Teen Vogue. Who is Karl Marx? Meet the anti-capitalist scholar. You see, your children are being introduced to Karl Marx in a very unusual way in the schools that are run by the government. And she thought it was significant because they were talking in this article about the teacher, public high school teacher Mark Brunt. He teaches excerpts from the Communist Manifesto, along with The Jungle by Upton Sinclair. And yeah, we had a little bit of this happening even when we were in high school. A little bit with me, a lot with her in New York. I was in Florida. She was in New York. So she got a lot more communist doctrine than I did. Mine really came along when I got into college, but it was too late. My parents had already talked to me about government. Sorry, I'd been inoculated against that disease of socialism and Marxism. I had watched firsthand as several generations in my family. Both of my grandfathers had businesses of their own. My dad had a business of his own. And they realized, as now, you've got a lot of people that have been shut down by the federal government. They realized that the biggest obstacle to success in this country is the government itself. And now you've had 40% of businesses have now been permanently closed, thanks to government. And over 50% of restaurants, because that's where so many of the small businesses are. We need to declare our independence from President Fauci over this weekend. And so that's one place where you can do it in New York. We'll be talking to Gerald Celente about that. In South Dakota tomorrow, they're going to be having a rally around Mount Rushmore. Mount Rushmore has now become controversial. Yes, you have Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, Roosevelt. That's too controversial. And they're trying to shut that down. Fortunately, the governor of South Dakota said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to have, we'll have masks there. And if you want to have the masks, we'll have them there for free if you choose to wear it. If you're concerned about your health, stay home. It's very rare that you hear anything like this that is that rational from anyone. But President Trump is going to be there as well. The New York Times, of course, is therefore targeting it, talking about indigenous land and KKK ties and slave owner presence and so forth. Have they said anything about Robert Byrd? There's a brilliant article on WND. We're going to get to that in the show. Saying, why do we have all these different places named after Robert Byrd in West Virginia that nobody is complaining about? Because he actually was literally a KKK leader. And yet you had the Democrat Party celebrating him his entire life, the Clintons and others. Yeah, the hypocrisy is pretty thick. And they're, you know, taking down racism everywhere. They even set a statue of an elk on fire in Portland. And we, the cancel mob has now come for superheroes as well. I mean, this is getting absolutely incredibly, it's monuments to stupidity, actually. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The 4th of July, 2020. We are here. And despite all the globalist attacks, You, the viewers and listeners of this transmission, have supported us by prayer, by word of mouth, and by buying the products, and you have done all of this. So when you look at the huge effect InfoWars has had, I want you to understand that it's because of what you have done. And myself and the whole crew salute you on this July 4th, 2020. We've got a lot of our best-selling products that were sold out, DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Ultra 12, and others that have been sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off for the 4th of July. We're running a special. I want to encourage you to get these products because they have enriched my life so much. I know they'll enrich your life. And regardless, it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is when you don't take action. I don't need to tell you that. You already took action. And I salute and thank you.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, July 2nd, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is now day 108. 108 days we've been locked down. Are you ready to celebrate your independence? I am. We're going to talk about how they keep us under control. Again, the key thing is to shut down free information, free speech, your ability to see, hear, and to speak on social media. It's not just the independent free press, but it's also your ability to speak. We now have, as we look at where we're going, we're going to take a look at what happened with the stock market yesterday in terms of the vaccine news that was put out. It seems like the only thing that gets the stock market really excited anymore is when there's a new big pharmaceutical drug. And why not? Because, you know, that's where most of the money is going anymore, right? We've got billions of dollars being poured into who knows how many different companies. There's about 130 different companies around the world that have vaccine trials going on. I don't know how many of them are getting massive billion, multi-billion dollar infusions of cash from various governments, not just our own. We gave $456 million to Moderna alone. And so when we look at what happened with the stock market, we're going to get into that in a moment. But first of all, there's an excellent article from The Federalist, which tells you why the social media people wanted to purge them. Flattening the curve has become a massive bait and switch. Exactly right. We're told we had to flatten the curve, right? What was that about? Well, you know, we had this new disease and it was going to come in. And what was the curve again? That's Farr's Law. It goes back to 1840. Every disease, when it comes into an area, whether it's smallpox or something else, it always has this bell-shaped curve. We've never shut the economy down. And we've known this for quite a long time. Why did we do it with this one? Well, this one was going to be so terrible that it was going to overwhelm all the hospitals. And it didn't. Now, even though we had hospital ships sent to New York, to L.A., President Trump also put in an army hospital, over 2,500 beds. None of them ever used. The hospital ships went away unused. The spike didn't happen. And yet, we saw the bait and switch. They went from flattening the curve, you know, and as we were doing this, we said, well, you know, it's going to spread unchecked. We got to have hospitals are going to be overwhelmed. People are going to die because we're not going to have enough beds. So let's make sure that we don't let any cancer patients come in for any tests or biopsies or any treatment, you know, because that's elective. That's elective. A heart patient's, you know, many heart conditions, no, that's elective as well. And many, many other things. Meanwhile, we will kill food production, medicine production. We'll even bankrupt hospitals. That's how we fight disease now. Because Fauci said so. Little dictator. And of course, it'll bankrupt the middle class, small businesses especially. 40% of them gone, over 50% of the restaurants gone. California had more than 26,000 hospital beds available for coronavirus patients, but they locked down when they had 200. 200 out of 26,000 used. On March 20th, the narrative of flattening the curve was almost silently replaced with lockdowns save lives. Except it didn't in New York. You had a lot of people killed in the nursing homes because they said, you got to take in people who have tested positive for coronavirus. They can be very sick, but you can't refuse them in the nursing homes. Since the flatten the curve notion that infections were inevitable has been abandoned, any uptick in cases is now spun by the media as apocalyptic, and it still is. And take a look at the reports, headlines at all the different mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post, the Drudge Report. Drudge Report is pushing this more than anybody. Panic, panic, panic. In Florida, says the Federalist, where cases are surging, evidently. ABC, CNN, CBS all frequently report numbers of cases. Now, again, I read you the report from a listener who sent me information. He said, I'm in the hospital, and they said that they've seen a recent increase, but that it's only about a fifth of what they had before in terms of coronavirus cases. And they've got coronavirus cases because they're testing everybody who comes through the door, regardless of what it is. And it's like, oh, we got a positive coronavirus here, and the tests cannot be trusted any more than the CDC statistics. And they said, all this still ignores the fact that Florida has more hospital beds available now for potential patients than did before the pandemic even started. And then, of course, you know, going back all the way to the end of May, we had even the Atlantic, which is a propaganda organization of the left and the military-industrial complex, if there ever was one. And even there, British papers, the Atlantic, were saying, you know what they're doing? They're putting out the tests finally. You know, we've been locked down for a couple of months, but they're finally putting out the tests, they say. PCR tests, which the person who developed it said, you can't use that. You're abusing that. That doesn't work for that kind of diagnosis. Nevertheless, they've got a test. And now what they're doing is, if they test people for that, or if they also have antibody tests. So they have the PCR test, they have the antibody test. If they see that you got antibodies, they put you in there, even if you never had any symptoms. And even if you don't have any symptoms now, you're now a new case. And so you had a lot of people in the UK, even in the Atlantic, saying you're double counting them. Earlier this week, a couple of days ago, we had Rob Dew, Alex Jones, put together a report that was put out by some whistleblowers in the public health department of Collin County, Texas, saying these new rules from the CDC are going to inflate the number of cases by a factor of 15. And yet, what do you see at the top of the mainstream media and the top of the Drudge Report? You say, oh, look, 50,000 new cases in a single day. Well, yeah. If you want to rig the numbers, if you want to rig the definition. I mean, even to the extent that if you are in proximity to somebody who they say has it, right? And, of course, is that based on a PCR test? Do we even know that they've got it? Official U.S. coronavirus death toll is a substantial undercount of actual tally, says a Yale study. See, that's the narrative that's being fed to you by CNBC and by the Drudge Report. Oh, look, it's actually a substantial undercount. Baloney! You've manipulated it. You said, well, anybody's got antibodies. In other words, they may have had it, didn't even know it. They may have had it, gotten over it. Oh, that's a new case. And we're going to say anybody that comes anywhere within the proximity of somebody, that's a new case. You've got a cold, we're going to call that coronavirus. And the Collin County health officials are saying, what's going on? You can see that full report at Infowars.com. Pandemic caused an 18% rise in deaths in the U.S. as a study pushed out by FP. And let me tell you what caused the increase. It was pushing people into nursing homes that were already sick. We got Rockland County, New York, and now they're going to use subpoenas for contact tracing. Let's play this report. We don't have enough time for the full report. Let's play video clip number 3.
A Rockland County executive is telling us that they are actually issuing subpoenas to several people who have refused to give information to county health department tracers. It is kind of incredible to think that this would be necessary in the middle of a pandemic.
It's kind of, not in the middle
in
of a
New
pandemic.
City, plenty of strong reaction among residents about the news that partygoers spread COVID-19. 8 people linked to bashes in New City and nearby West Nyack have tested positive. It started there when a sick person hosted a party. No one is cooperating with the health department.
It didn't come from any protests.
Everybody else think for themselves, definitely.
But the fact that they're just saying, okay, well, we're not going to give you information.
I think it's irresponsible of them.
My staff has been told that a person does not wish to or have to speak to my disease investigators. They hang up. They deny being at the party, even though we have found their name from another party attendee.
So the county executive says subpoenas are going out today.
How about that? That's the little white-coated Nazis coming around and they're going to get subpoenas. All right, we're about out of time. I want to say this before we go to break. They point out in the article from NBC New York that they did these kind of subpoenas during a measles outbreak some years ago. Do you remember when we shut down the economy over that? I remember when everybody in my neighborhood had measles and we didn't shut down the school. We didn't do anything. But they started in New York issuing subpoenas. Let me tell you, this is a planned tyranny that is rolling out for everything. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at Band on Video. Get it out and expose the hoax. When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call into the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one starter. We don't know about it or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. Fund the InfoWar. InfoWarStore.com. And I salute and thank you all. We were told by the United Nations. We were told by the CDC and Fauci that 2+ million Americans would die, that millions of Europeans would die if we did not do exactly as they said. And it turned out it was all frauds. The models, the testing, taking regular deaths and putting it in the COVID-19 column, all a complete criminal fraud. But none of them are getting sued. None of them are getting prosecuted. None of them are getting in trouble except for Bill Gates. The FDA shut down his factories that are making fake COVID tests that show everyone is positive. And despite that, they're still testing record numbers of people, creating hysteria and saying the numbers spiking and why it'll be 200,000 dead by the election. And it's all Trump's fault. And now, oh, China had 40 cases in one city. We've got a lockdown again. Everything's over. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the New World Order teaching us to be total prisoners. Either we expose the COVID hoax or we're all permanently enslaved by it. Your choice.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We were just playing how some New York officials are saying, we found out there's some sick people at a party, and we're going to trace everybody, and if they don't want to talk to us, we're going to get a subpoena. We're going to force them. We did it with measles. And let me tell you, what's unusual about this is the fact that they even bother to do any of this. This is why they want tech. They want to be able to track you everywhere you went. And, of course, the real issue is not whether you were at a party and whether you might transmit the flu. The real issue is they want to be able to track you politically. That has been the plan for decades. It's one of the reasons why they set up geospatial intelligence, the fastest growing area of national security intelligence. Geospatial intelligence. Activity-based intelligence. Using that for human domain analytics to master the human domain. Does that sound familiar? That's exactly what these people are up to. Anticipatory intelligence. Identifying particular beliefs and people who hold those beliefs. And if you are in close proximity to somebody else and using it, of course, for a social credit, that's where it begins. And that is all being rolled out now because of this. Let's go back and play a little bit of that report. And then we will talk about what is going on in terms of how we can declare our independence. Let's go back and play the rest of that report out of New York, where they're looking for anybody who went to this party. And we're going to subpoena you just like we did the people who had measles years ago. Remember that? Might have been that. They didn't say which outbreak that was. But it might have been the outbreak that began with a twice vaccinated person, twice had the MMR vaccine twice. They were patient zero. Four people got measles, and they were all vaccinated multiple times. Let's go back to this report.
We are deadly serious. I will not allow to have the health of our county compromised because of ignorance, stupidity, or obstinance.
The health commissioner says they have
intel. We don't have law anymore.
More
we have
parties may be planned.
And then you've heard that they may be doing the same thing on July 4th.
Correct. So the attitude is what? The attitude is, I don't care what you say. I'm going to do as I please.
Clarkstown supervisor says he and the police department weren't flagged about the possible new cluster until after reporters started calling.
We're actually learning. Myself and my police chief have met several times today about this. We're finding out more from the media than we actually are from the county health department. I have a call into the health commissioner. I'm waiting for a call back.
Yes, the media is hyping
this. Still waiting, he says. By the way, what they do agree on is enforcement. People who don't comply could face fines of up to $2,000 a day.
When are we going to lock up these people? When are we going to turn off the television set? Shut down these websites that are pushing panic and these news organizations that are shutting us down with their panic. Look, the whole reason that news report was done, it was a shot across the bow to intimidate people. Don't you think that you're free this 4th of July? Don't you dare, God. This could happen to you. If we have we find out that somebody who went to a 4th of July event was sick, that means that we're going to pry into the lives of each and every one of you. We'll probably lock you down as well. You know, my brother-in-law had a fever last weekend. And we went to the doctor at the beginning of the week. I said, well, you don't have a fever. And you know, he didn't have any other symptoms. And they said, but we're going to have to test you for coronavirus and you can't go to work now. And it's just the beginning of all this. Now, if he tests positive with these phony tests, he'll be able to go back to work. But who knows what's going to happen with that. So let's take a look at what's happening in South Dakota. Again, tomorrow, President Trump will be going there. And the governor of South Dakota, Republican Governor Kristi Noem, said that we told folks that if they have concerns, they can stay home. But those who want to come and join us will be giving out free face masks if they choose to wear one. But we will not be social distancing, she said. She explained her state was encouraging people to, quote, focus on personal responsibility. How about that? You mean we can make these decisions ourselves? All these people out there who celebrate, you know, whenever, oh, let's send people around and get President Trump sick, or he was at this event and people got sick, or Pence was at this event where somebody got sick. Maybe they're going to get sick and die. Well, you know, why don't you just leave us alone then? Because if you're right and we're wrong, we're all going to die and you'll have the country all to yourself. So the problem is they're afraid that people are going to find out that we're right. Because this is a lockdown that is political, not medical. Yeah, they've got white coats that are doing it, but it is political. Every one of them, she said, has the opportunity to make a decision that they are comfortable with, that they're comfortable with. And yet, the mainstream press says, she says this in the face of a global pandemic that has killed more than 125,000 Americans, according to the lying CDC. The lying CDC. They've got 10 different ways that they lie about this disease, from cases to deaths. And they can make up any number they want. That's why Fauci can come out and say, well, I think we're going to have 100,000 people here a day. Yeah, that's it. You believe that number? Yeah, that's a good number. So what's going to be? Because they can put any number they want to in the slot. They can make their models say anything that they want to. Here in Austin, there's going to be a concert. All the other concerts are canceled, but you've got Vanilla Ice is going to perform tomorrow at a restaurant that is still open. Now, freedom-loving Governor Greg Abbott panicked when he got hit by the social media mob because he was relaxing things a bit. And so he shut things down more. And he said, no more than 100 people for 4th of July events. Well, at this particular venue, they're going to have 2,500 tickets, so it's going to be kind of interesting to see how that works. I mean, we're not supposed to, for 4th of July, be allowed to have more than 100 people together to celebrate anything, thanks to our freedom-loving Governor Abbott here. And the mainstream media is working overtime to panic us, telling us that a new study now has come out saying that the riots actually slowed the spread of the coronavirus. Remember, at first the narrative was, well, it's okay. It doesn't matter. You can get out, you can riot, you can protest. That's fine. That's not a problem. And now they've come up with a rationale for this. It's the sophistry that they've got here. While it is almost certain that the protests caused a decrease in social distancing, they say, we demonstrate that the effect of the protests on the social distancing behavior was absolutely positive. There was more social distancing because people were avoiding the protests. So in other words, if they go out and protest, people get violent, riot, people stay locked in. That really keeps them locked into their house. That's a good thing. So overall, we had less people, but you've got a lot of these people getting together and then passing this on, right? It never ends. But look, why doesn't it work this way with churches, right? You know, many people avoid churches like the plague. So why is it that you can't have church services, right? If it's good that, you know, people avoid these riots and it actually helps to increase social distancing, well, then wouldn't, you know, letting people get into church actually increase that? No. We're going to talk about how even Reason Magazine is saying that this is coming after freedom of religion. We should all be concerned about that. Look, every aspect of the First Amendment, free exercise of religion, free speech, the right to protest, all of this stuff is attacked because the right of protest was attacked when it was Republicans protesting the lockdown. Remember that? Even in closed cars.
2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once a year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months. and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out, InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action. As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I just wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Bern, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's the David Knight Show.
All right, as we look at the striking hypocrisy of these politicians, there's something else at issue here, and that is equal protection of the law, and the First Amendment, and the Constitution, and our individual liberty. Jacob Sullum at Reason Magazine says, "Don't let the pandemic kill religious freedom." And he points out, you know, the history that we've talked about as it was happening. De Blasio, as outrageous as it was, that you had in New York, you had a large gathering for a funeral of a rabbi who had died that was very revered in that community. Then you had a lot of people show up in masks, most of them young, and very much like a lot of these protests, except in the protests, not everybody was wearing masks. Of course, you know, some of them were sanitizing the scene by setting fires. You know, that always helps to destroy virus particles. But anyway, you know, if just recall, he personally led the police raid on that funeral for that rabbi and got very nasty on social media. He portrayed it as an intolerable threat. He said something absolutely unacceptable happened in Williamsburg tonight. And what I saw will not be tolerated as long as we're fighting the coronavirus. And so while that was an intolerable threat, not too long after that, the same mayor goes to the protests, not even wearing a mask himself. And he expresses solidarity with the demonstrators. How's that for hypocrisy? But it's not just hypocrisy. There's legal issues involved here. You know, as he was threatening them, saying, my message to the Jewish community and to all communities is just this simple. Well, there were some rabbis in New York, and since the Christian church is pretty much dead in New York City, there were some Catholic priests who actually joined a lawsuit that were from upstate New York. Two Roman Catholic priests and three Orthodox Jews from Brooklyn go into a court. This is not a joke. De Blasio is a joke, right? and the judge agreed with them. District Judge Gary Sharp said that when he did this, he was selectively applying the law. The rules limited attendance in indoor church and synagogue services to 25% of capacity, while stores, offices, salons, restaurants were able to operate at 50% of capacity. And so even if you say that these executive orders are valid, and I don't believe that they are, but even if you say that they are, they're not applied equally. And that's what the judge was saying. The state specifically authorized outdoor in-person graduation ceremonies of no more than 150 people while imposing a 25-person limit on outdoor religious gatherings. This is the way it goes. And de Blasio is still doubling down on this as people are calling him out about this unequal protection of the law. He had this to say. Let's play video clip number one.
I asked you about a court decision from last week. A federal court ruled that you and Governor Cuomo violated the Constitution by restricting religious services during the lockdown of the pandemic. The court said you openly discouraged religious gatherings and threatened religious worshipers and sent a clear message that mass protests are deserving of preferential treatment, essentially saying that you treated the protesters who were on the streets differently than the religious gatherings that were on the streets. Your reaction?
No, just wrong. We worked with the
leadership
of this city for months, Cardinal Dolan in the Catholic Church and so many other religious leaders who were in full agreement that it was not time to bring back religious services because of the danger it would cause to their congregants. The protests were an entirely different reality, a national phenomenon that was not something that the government could just say, you know, go away. It's something that really came from the grassroots and obviously had profound meaning, and we're all acting on the meaning of those protests. But it's really apples and oranges. Our religious leaders were the first to say it was not time to bring back
our
services.
Religious leaders.
Now we're doing it carefully,
the ones allied
smartly.
With him.
So I think that decision profoundly misses what the very religious institutions themselves were saying.
It isn't what the religious institute, what a particular politically connected religious leader does to support his edicts. We have the Constitution, the First Amendment. You're not allowed to take that away anymore. You're not allowed to take away our speech. And of course, when it comes to protests, that was unequal as well. We've seen that over and over again. People showing up in their cars closed. That's outrageous that you would do something like that. They were scorned, threatened by these same Democrats. But what he says is that the protests were entirely different in reality. They obviously had a profound meaning. In other words, you know, these religious services, they don't have a profound meaning. Why? Because that's his opinion. You know, if the cardinal that is allied with de Blasio doesn't want to hold church services, that's his choice. And yet if other people do, that's their choice. And it's not for de Blasio to choose. And this is going to be running out in many different areas. Of course, it's going to apply to the vaccines as well. But then, you know, Chris Cuomo got on. And he always has something profound to say. Let's play video clip number four.
If you believe in one another, and if you do the right thing for yourself and your community, things will get better in this country. You don't need help from above.
This is CNN.
That's right. You don't need help from above. You don't need to listen to Chris Cuomo. It's what you don't need to listen to. Look, the situation is, you got a lot of religious leaders who don't really understand or care about what authority is. I mean, I read for you a few weeks ago, a very large church, I'm not going to say who it was, I don't want to criticize them personally for doing this, but a lot of people did, and they took down the letter after they put it up. But that large church said in California, we have looked at this, they've told us that we can't open up. You know, they were going to let us open up, and now the governor's moved it back. And we're looking at this, and we don't see a threat in terms of health. And we also see that these laws are not being applied equally. But we have Romans 13, and so we're supposed to obey, right? And this is a dangerous, dangerous misunderstanding of what authority is. Legitimate authority comes from the Constitution. It doesn't come from Cuomo. It doesn't come from a cardinal that sides with Cuomo. They don't get to decide that you don't have First Amendment protection. And they don't get to decide that they're going to apply their so-called laws, their orders, unequally either. And it's absolutely amazing to me when we look at this, the caving of these so-called religious leaders as they look at this. Now, coming up, I want to talk about the vaccine news, and we've got about 2 minutes left before we go to break, so I won't get through all this, but I'll finish it up in the next segment. We had something interesting yesterday happen. We've seen now for the third time the stock market rocked by hype about pharmaceutical companies. This particular time, it was Pfizer putting out a report about their vaccines. And so here's the headlines from Zero Hedge, for example. Vaccine hype sparks another big tech buying panic. Gold is dumped. That's right. Do you want gold, or do you want to have some hype about a vaccine that nobody knows is even going to pass? Oh, yeah. Well, if we get a vaccine, we can open up our businesses again, right? We can open up the economy. Hey, happy days are here again because we got a vaccine. And everybody's going to be forced to take it. Do you want to put your trust in God? No, no, no. Don't do that, says Cuomo. Don't put your trust in gold if you're even just a financial guy. No, no, no. Put it your trust in gossip. That's the way the stock market is running. Precious metals plummeted. Who needs safe havens when we've got a vaccine? That's right. That's exactly what's happening. Stocks rally as vaccine on vaccine hope recovery signs offset new lockdowns. So even though they're locking things down, they say, well, it's locking down, but we got the vaccine on the horizon, just like Bill Gates predicted, just like Fauci predicted. Oh, this is great. Let's go buy some more stocks. Equities rose yesterday. Investors cheered by hopes for vaccine that helped to offset a worrying spike in infections in the U.S. Yeah. Yeah. A spike in statistics.
The sage.
Yeah.
I got just a prick right here for you.
Oh, we'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll talk about what's in these vaccines when we come back.
What can I say to the viewers and listeners? Thank you for supporting us. You've done a great job. We've done amazing things together. The war is now out in the open. You can see that InfoWars' world vision of who the globalists are and who we are has been very, very accurate. We're not just some little Hollywood New World Order rabbit trail trying to distract humanity. We're the zeitgeist and the spirit of liberty together in a symbiotic relationship that believes in humanity. And we're willing to face the true horror of the New World Order. But if we do not support the actual transmission center that's getting the messages out from the guest, the callers, the host, we will fail. I'm stating the obvious here. I just want to thank you on July 4th, 2020, for your support. No matter what color you are, where you came from, if you love human liberty and freedom, we're brothers and sisters together, and I salute and thank you all. Now share those links at band.video and crush the globalist murderers. Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH these documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at band.video. Get it out and expose the hoax. The globalists want us domesticated. They want us inside our homes, watching our televisions and being controlled by our, quote, smartphones. Everybody knows this. It's their admitted goal. We've had whistleblowers from Facebook, Twitter, and Google go public and say at the highest levels, their job is to make you neurotic, destroy your mind, and take over your life. And now the COVID hysteria is all about that. I recently had a woman in the street while I was with my youngest daughter, and my daughter walked close to her and she said, get away 6 feet, and gave her a super ugly look. This, ladies and gentlemen, is mental illness. My daughter walking 4 feet from some old woman is not a crime. The old woman's mental illness is the crime if we give in to it. This is total and complete mind control. We must expose the COVID hoax now. They are going to continue to clamp down using this. It's a UN Bill Gates plan. They've been proven to be criminal liars, and they must be defeated. They must be exposed. When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call into the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. Fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute and thank you all.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Looks like they've arrested the co-conspirator Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell. Arrested in New Hampshire on Epstein-related charges, reports NBC New York. They describe her as the daughter of media baron Robert Maxwell. Well, yeah, but, you know, he was a lot of other things, too, like a Mossad agent and blackmailer, just like the two of them, just like Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. We all understand at this point what's really going on with this, except I had to laugh when I saw this. As NBC New York is recapping this for those people, those low-information readers, Jeffrey Epstein, a registered sex offender, was arrested last summer on new federal charges. He attempted suicide in custody late July and then died after another suicide attempt in early August. And what do they mean by suicide? He died after a suicide attempt. Was it successful or not? I mean, did he try to kill himself and then some other people came in and finished it off? What they're telling you here, and the only thing that's interesting about this to me is the fact that she's been at large for so long that they didn't do anything about this. I mean, it is also interesting the fact that he is a registered sex offender, the fact that he didn't go to prison before. And you had people like Dershowitz defending him. You had people like Ken Starr defending him and cutting a sweetheart deal with this guy. And then they decide they would get rid of him. And when you look at what's going on, why now? Why now do they need to go after Ghislaine Maxwell? Is it to try to distract us from the fact that we have people who are killing our lives, killing our country? You going to let them distract you with this? I mean, a few months ago, you remember she had her friend take a picture of her at an In-N-Out burger. you know, kind of flaunting the fact that she's free, but also kind of a veiled threat. The book was The Book of Honor, The Secret Lives and Deaths of CIA Operatives. And so, you know, by taking that picture, posing for that picture and putting it out, that was a not so veiled threat to the CIA. I know things about people. Now you better leave me alone. Well, you know, we're going to talk about the Supreme Court, the musical chairs, some new decisions that have come out from the Supreme Court. Certainly, I believe that it's not just CIA agents who have secret lives. I think pretty much everybody in Washington is blackmailed. That's why it's such a cesspit of immorality there and why they're doing what they're doing and getting away with it. Don't let this kind of distraction take you off of what is happening to your life, to your family, and your freedoms and your liberties on this 4th of July weekend. Don't get caught up in this tabloid distraction. Let's talk about what's going on with the stock market and what they're preparing to do to you. To vaccinate you, force you to be vaccinated with an untested vaccine. Yeah, nobody wants to have gold, right? We don't want gold. We don't, God, we don't, yeah, we want vaccines, and vaccines we trust. That's our new God, according to the stock market. Investors are largely shrugging off the higher number of cases that are being produced and the statistics coming from CDC and Fauci, as Pfizer reported positive results from a vaccine trial. They said, well, we've been here before. It's too early to get excited, said one person. But a working vaccine is the holy grail that they worship. That's what he said. It's the holy grail. It'll allow real normality to return to the economy, would it? If I have to get a vaccine in order to get out of my home, is that real normality returning? No, it isn't. This is the next step of what they have designed for us from the very beginning. And where have we heard this before? Well, we've heard it with the drugs that have been pushed by Fauci, Moderna, and the vaccine, and the Gilead drug, Remdesivir. I pointed out yesterday just briefly, everybody is freaking out. The fact that, concerns that Australia will miss out on the COVID-19 treatment as the U.S. hoards all the Remdesivir supply. Oh, can't even get it. Why? Because the federal government has bought it all up. This company, and this drug specifically that Fauci has hawked for over a decade, that has always proven to be not only incredibly expensive, you know, they make it for $9 and they sell it for $500. No, no problem there, right? Also, it doesn't work. It's got a lot of very serious side effects, but they've got everybody clamoring for it. Why? Because of the news that he put out. Yeah, he said, this is the standard of care, right? So it's the standard of care and everybody's got to have it. And when you, the taxpayer, have to buy it, and then the government will ration out that health care. Isn't that wonderful? As we look at this, what Pfizer actually said, they got the stock market so excited. They said this could move to the next phase of trials of 30,000 as early as later this month. A vaccine developer at Pfizer spoke to ABC News and said, this is tremendously exciting with new data. If this is successful and rolled out in scale, we hope it is, it could prevent a tremendous amount of harm from occurring. Or it could create a tremendous amount of harm because they're not going to test it. So this is not the only major pathogen against which we have either have or are developing vaccines. No, they want to do this for everything, folks. And that is the key thing. They're going to take away your choice, your free speech. They're going to take away your choice of whether you want to worship or do anything else, right? And then they are going to force you to take this and force you to take that next vaccine and the next one and the next one and the next one. The goal that we've set is to distribute millions of these vaccine doses in 2020. Now, we're in July, and they haven't even started testing yet. But they're going to distribute millions and millions of these this year. And these people who are trading on this stock are salivating over that idea. Don't worry, they'll find some way with their money to buy their way out. So we need regulatory approval to do so, but that's our plan. Oh, yeah, you can count on that. World Health Organization recently announced that 17 potential vaccines are already in human trials, with 130 in preclinical trials. According to the WHO, AstraZeneca, which is supporting Oxford University's vaccine trials, and then also CanSino, in China and U.S.-based Moderna. The American biotech company Moderna is set to begin its third phase of human trials later this month with 30,000 volunteers. If the trials are a success, Moderna said it hopes to have it ready by early 2021. And the National Institute of Health, Fauci, you know, that's his corner of the NIH. Fauci backs Moderna's vaccine. And he estimates the company's success to be 80 to 90%. So they got an 80 to 90% chance of being successful with I guess, just getting this to market, right? They've already got a pretty much an inside track on this thing because it was Moncef Slaoui on their board of directors that they chose as the czar. Let's play a little bit about the vaccine race. It's a horse race now, right? Video clip number two.
Tonight, new hope in the urgent race for a coronavirus vaccine. Pfizer today announcing promising results from early trials.
Our first vaccine candidate is eliciting antibody levels to neutralize the virus that is equivalent to or better than what you see in people who have had COVID-19.
The World Health Organization's latest report shows 17 potential vaccines in human trials, 132 in preclinical phases. The front runners, according to the WHO, Oxford AstraZeneca in the UK, CanSino in China, and Moderna here in the US. Oxford, the furthest along, now in phase three, enlisting more than 10,000 volunteers. If found to be safe and effective, emergency doses of Oxford's vaccine could be ready by October. In China, CanSino given the green light for military use.
Almost kind of sounds like Casino, doesn't it?
Biotech company Moderna is set to begin phase three human trials in collaboration with the National Institute of Health this month with 30,000 volunteers. If successful, hoping to have doses ready by early 2021. While the progress so far looks promising, success isn't a guarantee. And experts warn the vaccines themselves aren't the only issue.
Developing safe and effective vaccines isn't the only challenge. We need to have enough supply and potentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
Oh, we got the military on it.
Vaccinated in order to achieve herd immunity.
And doctors say it's key for companies to test large numbers of people, both old and young, to prove the vaccine is safe and effective.
If we sort of cut corners on those things, I don't think we're going to create the confidence people need. So I think we can get there, but we're going to have to do it. We're going to have to do it right.
And the FDA has said if researchers can show that a vaccine is safe and at least 50% effective, they will likely approve it for use.
Oh, it has to be 50% effective. Well, you know, Fauci the other day was saying, well, you know, I think it's only going to be 70 to 75% effective. That means everybody's going to have to get it. Well, you know, if everybody gets it, it's only 50% effective. You still don't get your herd immunity. We're still locked down under his thumb. How about that? Yeah, we sort of cut corners on those things. We don't think we'll create the confidence we need, said one of the people. Yeah, I don't have any confidence in it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Just happened on Tuesday morning driving into work, about to break the big Roger Stone news and the big COVID-19 hoax news. And I'm at a red light at the corner of Brody and 290, and an old Mercedes pulls up next to me, and a Hispanic man and two white women start flipping me off, and I thought they recognized who I was. So I rolled down my window, and I said, what, COVID-19's a hoax? And they were going, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you. And I said, is that your IQ? One finger? So they got put up two fingers. I said, oh, it's 11. And I was like, do you know who I am? They're like shaking their heads. They go, wear your mask. Wear your mask. And they're pointing at the mask. So I guess Joy Behar, when she says she goes around and does this with her husband, this is a thing, man. Their cult is going crazy. They're control freaks. They're attacking language, borders, everything, because they all bet on leftist garbage and it hasn't delivered to them. So they're totally going completely insane. This is crazy.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
I told you this 5 months ago, and now it's official. The lockdown is directed by the United Nations and is permanent. The psychological war chiefs that developed the COVID-19 mind control hoax knew that once they got the public for several months to wear masks and social distance, they would be able to permanently turn it on and off at any time they want by putting handcuffs on someone and then add new demands that people take forced inoculations, that they have contact tracing on their phones, and that every aspect of our lives be controlled.
This is all complete and total preparation for world government, forced inoculation, and complete enslavement of the human population. This is medical tyranny. This is the Bill and Melinda Gates UN takeover. This is the end of civilization as you know it. Living in denial only empowers the enemy. If you want to break free from this trance, there's not much time. Warn everyone you know that it's a giant hoax. Show them the numbers. Show them the facts. And explain that it's the end of the world as we know it if we don't wake up and resist.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Coming up in this next hour, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Gerald Slinty. He's going to be talking about a celebration of freedom in New York, and they're going to be opposing the lockdown rules by Governor Cuomo. And so he's going to give us the update on that. We'll talk about what's happening with the economy. I was just saying how the rumors of another vaccine trial coming up set the stock market on fire. Everybody dumped their gold and ran into these pieces of paper. And because that's going to get them going, right? To give you an idea of how this is all being stacked, we have a new hydroxychloroquine trial that's beginning in the UK. And I mentioned it briefly yesterday, but the thing that you need to understand about this is that this is funded, this study is being funded by Bill Gates. And this study is not going to include zinc, which the doctors who use it say, well, let's use it with zinc. It supercharges the zinc, right? And we've had, oh, this is going to be a very large study and it's going to be double blind and yada, 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 but they're not going to put zinc in there with it. And, so this thing is being set up to fail because they're going to keep kettling you towards multiple vaccines. That's the end game of this. And if you want to realize just how dodgy this whole thing is, I've got an article here from Nature where they're talking about the process. It's a long scientific paper. I'll just tell you what it says in the abstract here. And they're talking about how they're creating the new vaccine for this particular company. So in the past two decades, as an introduction, seven coronaviruses have infected the human population with two major outbreaks. Oh, in 2002 and 2012. What? Why didn't we shut the economy down then? I don't know. We didn't, did we? Currently, the entire world is facing a pandemic of another coronavirus with a high fatality rate. Well, no, actually, no. We now know that that's not true. So now they're trying to scare us with a high rate of statistics about cases. And I said it was going to be that way. I said, look, they don't have any data about this. They're not even testing anybody. And this is before they said, well, just presume that it was a fundamental cause of death and presume that people have it even if they've just got other respiratory issues. I said, they don't have any way to test this. They're making these numbers up. They're giving us a very high fatality rate, telling us this is 10 times more than the flu. I said, the next thing is they're going to come back and say, well, no, it's about like it is with the flu. But look, we've got an explosion now. And so we're going to have to keep you locked down until we get the vaccine ready. So now, how do they develop this? Well, they said in this study, we have computationally designed a multi-epitope vaccine using spike glycoproteins. And the quality of the candidate vaccine was validated in silico and molecular dynamics simulation. Now, what does that mean when they talk about they modeled this in silico? Okay, when they do something in vitro, you have in vitro fertilization, right? They take the egg and the sperm and they put them in glass. That's what in vitro means. They combine them in glass. What does it mean when they do it in silico? It means they did a computer model. It's just garbage. It's just garbage. I mean, what did they do? Write it in Fortran or something? Like the model that was used to gaslight President Trump into greenlighting the shutdown of our economy by Fauci and Birx? They gave him this report out of the Imperial College in London. I've talked about this all the time. And you need to spread the news. You know, that model couldn't produce the same answer twice in a row with the same data. And because of that, and because of bad assumptions in the model, they use that to shut it down. So now, what are they doing? They're designing the vaccine in silico. Computational analyses suggest that this is stable. Conventional method of vaccine designing involving entire organisms, that can lead to antigenic load with increased chances of allergic responses. But now we've got Fortran. Be afraid. Be very afraid. And we'll be...
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Body's really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high quality vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Shield X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all for this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. And I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, a few days ago, as I pointed out, there was no balm in Gilead. I talked about how Fauci had gaslighted the entire stock market, just like he gaslighted everybody and the president into shutting things down. But now you got the world begging for it, but they can't get it because the federal government has bought up the entire supply of Gilead, and this stuff is going to cost about $5,700 a course. Oh, so, you know, making out like bandits because that's what these guys are. And at the same time, you got the National Institute of Health having to fire 54 researchers because 93% of them failed to disclose their links to the Chinese Communist Party. Hey, maybe we should fire Fauci and Francis Collins because they had links to the Communist Chinese Party. I mean, they gave them $3.7 million to that very lab there, Wuhan, that biosafety level 4 lab, to do exactly the kind of research that they were told not to do. They continued with that research at UNC Chapel Hill. Well, let's combine the coronavirus and a bat, and we'll create a chimera. And people freaked out about that in 2015. When they released that information, they said, wait a minute, this is unethical, the other scientists said. This is supposed to be shut down. Nothing good can come of this. You've created a chimera. You've genetically combined, altered this bat DNA with a virus DNA, and that's precisely what the what Moderna is going to do. It's going to go in there and start altering DNA. But they said, well, we don't really care what the Congress says. We're going to continue with this. We're going to continue funding it. I decided, said Francis Collins, I decided we're going to continue that research at Chapel Hill and several other U.S. universities, and they were given $3.7 million to Wuhan. So why aren't they going to jail? I mean, we've seen tax, we've seen manipulation of the stock market. We've seen them having links to the Chinese Communist Party, giving them $3.7 million. Why aren't they going to jail? I mean, these guys are not just Nazi war criminals and the kind of science that they're working on. Called out even by their own fellow colleagues, but they just keep rolling, don't they? Everybody's all upset about Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. I want to see Fauci in jail for this kind of corruption, insider trading, manipulation, and the things that they're creating, not to mention the fact that creating a global recession, destroying half of the middle class. And so, yeah, so now they've got this, Bill and Melinda Gates are, going to be funding this British study to discredit hydroxychloroquine. They'll have, no zinc in it, but they're going to present this as a, the final, nail in the coffin for hydroxychloroquine, which in a survey of over 6,000 physicians, it was the number one choice for how to treat coronavirus. Zinc is the active ingredient, quite frankly, and it's just enabled by the hydroxychloroquine. But to give you an idea of how these people see you as lab rats in Michigan, you've now had the Michigan House pass a bill to voluntarily begin placing human implantable microchips in the bodies of all state government employees. Folks, if they can inject you with an untested vaccine, even with untested vaccines that modify your RNA, your DNA, you think there's going to be any problem with them in mandating that you get injected with an implantable microchip, right? And they do it in the name of privacy. Listen to the way they prevaricate around this. This is the Michigan State Rep, Brona Kale. She says, with the way technology has increased over the years, and as it continues to grow, it's important that Michigan job providers balance the interests of the company with their employees' expectations of privacy. I'm sorry. There is no balance there. These people are not protecting our rights. While these miniature devices are on the rise, so are the calls of workers to have their privacy protected. So they're putting this out there as if it is a privacy protection, but it is not. It is not. They say, well, the bill will also call for all state government employees to receive microchips inside their bodies. See? So while they're talking about, well, we're going to extend, we're going to put a bill out here that is going to try to put some carve-outs for your own privacy if you don't want to be force-injected by your employer. But then they say, well, for state employees, the same House says for state employees, we're going to force you to get the thing, because that's our decision as the government. That is where this is really coming, folks. And they're coming for every freedom, and they're coming for your life as well. Let's talk a little bit about the Supreme Court, you know, the people who care so much about life. You know, we had Justice Roberts, and there's some new rumors about what's going on in terms of musical chairs at the Supreme Court, but there's also been some new decisions coming out of these people who are the real supremacists of this country. These nine people don't really care what the Constitution says, and it's, you're just going to do whatever they say. And we don't have anybody at the state or the federal level that will try to balance their power. When they talk about, Reason Magazine says, here's why John Roberts says he joined the Supreme Court's Democrat appointees in this most recent abortion case. And when you look at the case that they decided back in 2016, it was called Whole Women's Health. And it was a Texas law that required abortion providers to have admitting privileges at local hospitals. Now, this week, they made the decision about another law from Louisiana, the June Medical Services v. Russo case. At issue was a Louisiana law requiring physicians who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at local hospitals. You see it? So in both of these cases, both of them involved a law requiring physicians who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at local hospitals. It's the same. It's just a Texas law and a Louisiana law. The difference is 4 years. And the reason this was brought back up again was they thought that there was going to be a different take from the Supreme Court. And so John Roberts made it his duty to make sure that that wasn't going to change. He said, I joined the dissent in the Whole Women's Health. That's the one in Texas that required abortion providers to have admitting privileges at local hospitals. So he says, yeah, I said that they could do that. And he says, I believe that it was wrongly decided when you had the other five judges. So he's on the four that said, no, you can require physicians to have admitting privileges, you know, because it's about women's health, right? And yet he said, so I thought the case was wrong. But the question today is not whether or not that case was right or wrong, but whether or not to adhere to it in deciding the present case. You get that? In other words, never contradict ourselves. That's the most important thing. We should never change, except the Supreme Court has fortunately changed on many bad decisions. But see, the problem is, in the first place, if they had any respect for the Constitution, if they had the same kind of respect for the Constitution and for the 10th Amendment that they do for their own opinions as their collective opinions. So he changed his individual opinion because he didn't want the collective opinion to change. How perverse is that? That kind of worship of this institution. This is why I say we've got to take down judicial supremacy. They've got you distracted with white supremacy and all these other issues. They got you fighting. They got you watching Epstein. Every kind of distraction while they loot you financially, while they steal your God-given rights. They've got you distracted with all the rest of this stuff. Yeah, never contradict the Supreme Court. We can contradict the Constitution. We can ignore the 10th Amendment. We can go in and dictate to states, regardless of what you think about these individual laws. The fact that he would reverse himself on this because he wants to continue the Supreme Court decision, that is the thing that I think is most reprehensible. The Supreme Court has now given a victory to public funding of religious schools, according to the take of one news organization. A state scholarship program that was at large in Montana gave a $150 tax credit to donors who gave to school scholarship programs. The Montana Department of Revenue wrote rules that would prohibit private religious schools from participating in the program. They said, no, you can't discriminate on that basis. If you're going to give it to schools, you got to give it to everybody. But of course, now the schools are still not allowed to open by other bureaucrats who don't have black robes. They got white coats. We'll be right back.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, Vasobeat is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market. Fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body, Vasobeat is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
The 4th of July, 2020. We are here, and despite all the globalist attacks, you, the viewers and listeners of this transmission, have supported us by prayer, by word of mouth, and by buying the products, and you have done all of this. So when you look at the huge effect InfoWars has had, I want you to understand that it's because of what you have done. And myself and the whole crew salute you on this July 4th, 2020. We've got a lot of our best-selling products that were sold out, DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Ultra 12, and others that have been sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off for the 4th of July. We're running a special. I want to encourage you to get these products because they have enriched my life so much. I know they'll enrich your life. And regardless, it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is when you don't take action. I don't need to tell you that. You already took action. And I salute and thank you. 2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once-a-year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action. We need to get back to the land, back to self-sufficiency, and back to being prepared. And the way to start, ladies and gentlemen, is having friends and family with a bug-out plan if there is a total collapse and water filtration and food to last you at least a few months.
and the food we have is very high quality. It's in great containers that are great to be mobile. They have wide selection, special diets, you name it. It's the best price you're going to find, but you need to get the orders in now in the lull before the storm. I told you lockdown 2 was coming. The New World Order is making its move. Whether Trump loses or wins, things are just going to get more crazy, and this food lasts 25 years inside the containers. So it's something you can hide, something you can bury, something you know is the ace in the hole for you and your family in the future. And the little bit of profit that comes in funds the InfoWar to continue to warn the people. So you're also funding InfoWars, the most powerful Paul Revere organization in the world, and it's powered by you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Joining us in the next segment will be Gerald Celente. We're going to talk about the Celebration of Freedom that is going to be happening in New York. He has Judge Napolitano who's going to be speaking there, I believe. And so he's going to tell us about that for anybody who is kind of not feeling too free in New York. And I bet there's a lot of people who aren't feeling too free in New York. This is a good place for you to go protest that. Before we get back into this news, I've got some police news here for you coming up, as well as Supreme Court. The two are in a junction together. Right here in this story. But before we get back to that, I just want to remind you about the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, part of our 4th of July Super Sale special. We have free shipping and double Patriot points store-wide. We have up to 60% off the products that are on InfoWarsStore.com. The 60% off is Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus. Those are 60% off. But we have a lot of products that are 50% off, and we're adding new products every day, along with free shipping and double Patriot points. Lung Cleanse, 50% off. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, a great way to get your baseline support of vitamins, minerals, amino acids without taking a lot of pills. That's now 50% off. Vasobeat, 50% off. Bod Ease are all natural. Turmeric and many other ingredients. Natural support to help fight inflammation, which causes joint pain and many other issues. Bodies is now 50% off. Winter Sun Plus, vitamin D. And that's a great way to boost your immune system. It's not going to kill anything directly, but it helps your immune system do it naturally. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, 50% off. Everything, 50 to 60% off as we're adding new specials there. We've got a lot of specials that are 50 to 60% off, and everything has free shipping and double Patriot points, part of our 4th of July super sale at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. All right, I was just talking about the Supreme Court, and we have, political people are saying, hey, there's a rumor, it's being put out by a talk show host, hey, Clarence Thomas going to retire, as some people in the Trump administration are putting out the rumor that Clarence Thomas is going to retire. So you got to make sure that President Trump stays in so he can replace him with another conservative judge like Judge Roberts that was put in by the Bush people. Or, you know, Neil Gorsuch that was put in by President Trump, or Kavanaugh, who both of them have already gone over to the liberal side in their short time in the Supreme Court. And as I've said many times, to pin our hopes on the fact that we can elect a conservative president who, out of a pool of career bureaucrats, is going to be able to pick somebody who is reliably conservative and will remain that way, is a losing strategy. That's why one of the reasons why we're losing this country. Now, occasionally you do get good judges. And really the only two reliably good judges that we have now are being rumored to be retiring. Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas, they have been solid. But the rest of these people, including the two that President Trump just put in, the liberals will always get somebody who is reliably statist and against the Constitution. That's just the way it's going to work. We need to have as our strategy, instead of packing the Supreme Court with people who may or may not be career bureaucrats, who may or may not support the Constitution, and 50% or more of the time they don't, our strategy should be to support the 10th Amendment. Our strategy should be to take back our country at the local level, not try to do it top down in a passive way. I mean, this strategy that we've been following since Ronald Reagan of trying to indirectly pack the Supreme Court has been a proven failure. And to give you an example of this, we just had a case. Listen to this case that the Supreme Court refused to hear. To give you an idea of how much contempt there is in the Supreme Court for our rights and for the Constitution. A SWAT team blew up this family's house while chasing a shoplifter. Yeah, you want to talk about excessive use of force? Well, how about when they blow up your home? Going after a shoplifter. And the Supreme Court won't even hear the case. 5 years ago, police officers in Greenwood Village, Colorado, destroyed a private residence while pursuing a suspected shoplifter who had broken in and barricaded himself inside their home. Last year, a federal court denied the homeowners any compensation for those damages. Even though they had no connection to the theft, they did not willingly allow the fugitive into their home. And this morning, the Supreme Court announced that it will not hear the case. The SWAT team deployed a series of flashbang grenades, tear gas, 40-millimeter rounds, two Bearcat armored vehicles. These are the, some more of these weaponized military surplus vehicles that are handing out to all the different police departments. I mean, think about the excessive use of force here. There's the house, just completely demolished. And they also used breaching rams against the home of the Lex. The Lex had to demolish the house, which was worth $580,000, and the city gave them $5,000. $5,000 for a $580,000 home that they demolished to get to a shoplifter. Armored vehicles, breaching rams and everything, just basically punching holes in it and knocking it down. The takings clause of the Fifth Amendment is supposed to protect citizens from having the property taken or destroyed by the government without being compensated for that loss. The simple rule of the Constitution is that government cannot arbitrarily single out private citizens to bear the cost of something that should rightly be the burden of society as a whole, said the attorney. If the government requires a piece of property to be destroyed, then the government should pay for it. And that's true regardless of whether the people doing the destroying are the local school board or the local police or the people building a road or whatever, right? The U.S. Court of Appeals, however, for the Tenth Circuit disagreed, and they ruled back in October that the cops acted within their police power. See, this, on so many different levels, whether we're talking about the war on drugs, and this is not the war on drugs, even. This is a shoplifter. But they've been trained to respond to everything with excessive force. This is a good example. There's nothing racist about this. This is just the government racing to destroy our lives. And so they said that these people have had to take out a $390,000 loan after having to tear down what remained of the home. As of October of last year, they'd already incurred an additional $28,000 in attorney's fees. And the Supreme Court tells them to go pound sand. Just as they've told millions, tens of millions of babies, you don't have a right to live. So why should we be surprised about any of this stuff? We now have Planned Parenthood officials admitting under oath that infants are left to die in abortions. And see, this should no longer be a surprise. This is happening because they came after... It's in California where they're coming after the Center for Medical Progress for exposing the fact that they were harvesting baby parts. The most interesting thing that's come out of this case is the fact that the customer was the federal government itself, the FDA, that sent out a hit list for baby livers and other parts. And these people were procuring it for the U.S. government, for the Nazi scientists that are now locking down this country. Yeah, we've told you it came out in the Gosnell case. They called it comfort care. The jury was astounded. The world was astounded when you had Northam talk about that. Yeah, they survived the abortion when we try to rip them. We do rip their arms and legs off, and we just stick them over there on the side and let them die. That's what they're now admitting under oath. They don't care about that. They don't see that as anything unusual. That's why these types of things are happening to our nation right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
Just happened on Tuesday morning, driving into work, about to break the big Roger Stone news and the big COVID-19 hoax news, and I'm at a red light at the corner of Brody and 290, and an old Mercedes pulls up next to me. And a Hispanic man and two white women start flipping me off, and I thought they recognized who I was. So I rolled down my window, and I said, what, COVID-19's a hoax? And they were going, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you. And I said, is that your IQ? One finger? So they got put up two fingers. I said, oh, it's 11. And I was like, do you know who I am? They're like shaking their heads. They go, wear your mask. Wear your mask. And they're pointing at the mask. So I guess Joy Behar, when she says she goes around and does this with her husband, this is a thing, man. They're cult is going crazy. They're control freaks. They're attacking language, borders, everything, because they all bet on leftist garbage and it hasn't delivered to them. So they're totally going completely insane. This is crazy.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
What can I say to the viewers and listeners? Thank you for supporting us. You've done a great job. We've done amazing things together. The war is now out in the open. You can see that InfoWars world vision of who the globalists are and who we are has been very, very accurate. We're not just some little Hollywood New World Order rabbit trail trying to distract humanity. We're the zeitgeist and the spirit of liberty together in a symbiotic relationship that believes in humanity. And we're willing to face the true horror of the New World Order. But if we do not support the actual transmission center that's getting the messages out from the guest, the callers, the host, we will fail. I'm stating the obvious here. I just want to thank you on July 4th, 2020, for your support. No matter what color you are, where you came from, if you love human liberty and freedom, we're brothers and sisters together, and I salute and thank you all. Now share those links at band.video and crush the globalist murderers.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Gerald Slinty coming in with the big marching bands, because we're going to be talking about the 4th of July celebration that Gerald Slinty is setting up there in New Jersey. We still have a Constitution, folks. We still have God-given rights, and that's something to celebrate, even though they're trying to steal it from us, and we cannot let them take that from us. Gerald Slinty, you can find him on Twitter, at Gerald Slinty. Also, his website, trendsresearch.com, and you can go there and get a free sample of Trends Journal. Nobody sees the trends better than Gerald Slinty. So joining us now is Gerald Slinty. Thank you for joining us, Gerald.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, tell everybody where they can find out information about this event that's happening on Saturday, and tell us a little bit about the event. Who's going to be there?
Yeah, it'll be in New York. You said Jersey. As we used to say, what exit?
Did I say Jersey?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Are you from Jersey? I'm not from Jersey. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. What exit? It's in Kingston, New York. You go to OccupyPeace.com. And we're having it on the Four Corners of Freedom. It's the only place with pre-stone buildings that are pre-Revolutionary War. There's 1681, the 1681 Person House, the 1774 Academy, one of the first schools in America, the 1763 Dr. Person House, and the 1750 Franz Rogan House, and we're having it in the Crown Garden of the Franz Rogan House. And of course, we have Judge Napolitano that's coming here to speak, and it's about uniting for peace and to restore freedom. Mm-hmm. And that's what Judge Napolitano is really talking about, restoring freedom. And as you mentioned, there's nothing wrong with this country. It's the people that have ruined it. The Constitution, mm-hmm. the Bill of Rights, yeah, beat those two documents. They've destroyed them.
So
that's what this is about. Starting at 3 p.m., you'll love this. We applied for a noise permit because we have bands. We're having bands. We're having food. This is all against, by the way, what we're not allowed to do this. So we go for a permit, for a noise permit, and we get a rejection. And you know why? I swear to God, it's in writing. The governor says you're not allowed to have bands playing outside.
yeah, because that's his, he feels that way, right? That's his own opinion.
What the hell, America, are you talking about? And I've been calling him out. Hey, little Andy Cuomo, come over here and try to stop me.
Yeah.
Over here and no, little Andy boy. No, little Andy boy. Leave your little boys behind. Leave your little tough guys with all their gear on to stop me. You come over and try to stop me man to man.
We need to have a teed off party because, you and I are teed off. You know, forget about the Boston Tea Party. This is about being teed off by these people. I've had about enough of this as well. I'm glad you're doing this.
I've had it. So yeah. We're having music. We're having food. We're having booze. We're having a good time. And we're celebrating the 4th of July. I am an American. I could not be me if I was born in Italy. I'm me because I'm born in the Bronx. Born to be free, born to be my own person. You are not my leader. You are a little piece of garbage crap, along with the other ones you got down there where you are, Abbott and Costello.
That's right.
You got that little slimer Gavin over there, Witless Whitmer. You are not my leader. My leader is the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, not what you're doing to it. So that's what we're doing. This is a fight for freedom. If anybody can't make it, 3 p.m., Kingston, New York, John and Crown Street, go to OccupyPeace.com and donate. Donate something. Because if you're, don't cry about Soros. Don't give me the crap about Bill Gates. You do your part. We're fighting. I'm putting my money in my heart where my mouth is.
And that's exactly what the founders did. They put their lives and their fortunes and their honor on the line. And their honor was worth a lot to them. It was worth as much as their lives. We don't even talk about honor anymore in this country. But, you know, that's the whole thing. On the very day that we talk about the Declaration of Independence and the principles that America was founded on, these people have decided that they aren't going to allow us to do this. You know, Gerald, it seems to me like when they had the Declaration of Independence, it seems to me like the king didn't agree with them doing that either.
I don't think so. No, they were very polite about it. They said to the king, look, we don't want to be, we don't want you running our lives anymore. And the king said, oh, okay. There was no fighting. There was no fight for freedom. Oh, no, they just, Salenti, calm down, lower your voice, be polite, bend over, and take it like we all are.
Yeah.
A bunch of cowards of America. Look what's going on in California. They're locking the joint down again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What are they
and doing it here because you had a tweet storm thrown at Governor Abbott. Probably a lot of robots, Twitter bots out there. And because of that, he caved and said, all right, you know, we're going to shut down 4th of July celebrations, and we're going to move back several steps on this reopening. You know, you were talking about an historical school there where you're going to be having this celebration of the 4th of July. You know, Gerald, I looked at this, and one of the things that really stunned me today in some of the headlines is the fact that you've got the L.A. school police chief resigning. It's like, the school police chief, that's a thing?
Yeah.
It's like, what has happened to us? I mean, you talk about failed institutions across the board. You've got a police chief. And I looked at this in just L.A. He's got a $71 million budget. He's got 471 employees. I mean, you and I went to school. We didn't have a police officer in the schools. We didn't need one.
Nope. You know why? Because we learned how to fight.
That's right.
We weren't little boys. We weren't, oh, there's a no bullying zone. There's a no bullying, stay in the no bullying zone. The educate, look, the same stupid imbecile morons that had us hiding under desks in case an atom bomb went off are the same morons that are giving us the mask routine and the social distancing and the and all the other garbage crap that the people are buying.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, they have this problem, I think, more than any other reason, because they banned corporal punishment. You know, we went to school, the beginning of each school year, we'd have the dean of boys bring us all into the auditorium and show us his paddle and talk about how effective it was. You can't do that anymore. Instead, they've got police officers who will use tasers. They'll throw the kids on the ground. We've got a kid here out, just outside of Austin. The cop came up. The kid was breaking down, breaking up a fight. The cop thought he was the one who was doing the fight. Threw him on the ground, gave him a concussion. He's never come out of it. And so we got cops who are using force. They've got metal detectors and everything. How is that better than a paddle that you get spanked with? And this is what they're doing to us with the coronavirus, right? No. You can't go out and get the flu. Instead, we're going to inject you with an untested vaccine. I mean, it's absolute insanity that we've got going on here. The choices.
It's absolute insanity. You said it perfectly. It's insanity. Yeah. So that's what we're doing. I'm fine. And by the way, this stuff, and this is about uniting us. It's uniting. It's not black against white. We're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
And they're being racist and sexist, by the way, when they say things like, oh, Biden should pick a black woman. How about picking the best person? I can care black, white, gender. I don't care who you are, what you do. I want the best person.
Yeah.
That's
it's got to be a woman. It's got to be a woman of color. That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. This is and this is not a racist nation. I'm tired of people saying it. Hey, who's that guy that was president? Oh, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Obama. Oh, yeah. White as snow, huh? Oh, and how about that other murderer? What was her name? Condoleezza Rice? Colin Powell with his crap of colon getting us into the Iraq War. That's right. Crap goes down the colon. What color was it?
Every party. Every party. We got to take a break. We'll be right back with Gerald Salenti, trendsresearch.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. And find the InfoWar at InfoWarStore.com. And I salute and thank you all. The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Bodies really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for your cells. So amazing. That's back in stock 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray, 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all for this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund hardcore truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. And I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Hey, look, in January 2016, I went in the hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at Band on Video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Upside down, when the British surrendered to George Washington at Yorktown, the British commander had his band play that song. The world turned upside down. It did turn the world upside down for the upstart Americans to declare their independence, their God-given right of self-government. They said that we create government. The purpose of government is to protect our God-given rights. And when the government becomes destructive of that, then we will either alter it. If we can't alter it, we will abolish it. And they were effective at doing that. So, the world has now been turned upside down in a different way, hasn't it, Gerald? Now they have turned the Declaration of Independence upside down, and they continue to try to manipulate this every way they can. We see the censorship stepping up, and we see what is happening with the lockdown, which I think is the key thing. It's really the economy. But then it's not just the economy. I mean, they're bringing back Russiagate again as well, aren't they?
Yeah, with this whole thing about whether they're saying that, you know, the Russians paid the Taliban to kill American soldiers. Is that correct?
Yeah. That's the allegation. They say that President Trump knew about it and he didn't do anything about it. Now they've got the people saying, well, it wasn't substantiated, so we didn't tell them about it. So, you know, whatever. I mean, right?
Yeah. But what the missing part of the story there, why, you know, this rally is about Occupy Peace.
Mm-hmm.
And what are we doing in Afghanistan? That's right. You remember that little boy born on third base, another little nothing of a clown, George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get that guy Osama bin Laden. We're going to bring him back dead or alive. I'm not making that up. He actually said that. Hey, Osama bin Laden had left the joint. Well, why? What are we doing there? We're only there for going on 20 years.
That's right. That's the real scandal, isn't it, Gerald, that we're there for 20 years and we haven't declared what it means to win that war. And they've told us we're not leaving. That's the real scandal. And they make it about the fact that we got Russians or Taliban who are trying to kill American troops. Well, yeah. And they've been trying to do that for 20 years. Why are we still there? Why did we go there? Right.
Again, based on lies. Again, these are the war criminals that should be brought up on trial. Now, let's put this into perspective. We've invaded a foreign nation that did nothing to us.
Mm-hmm.
We wrote about it in detail in the Trends Journal, what the Taliban wanted to do, and Bush said, there's no time to talk.
Yep.
And they just invaded, and everybody ate. His popularity rating went to over 80% from down in the toilet.
Just that's right. He was leading a parade. It was a pageant, wasn't it?
Yeah. So now, what nobody's talking about is, hey, how about when that other little murderer that all those liberals love, Jimmy Carter, paid that, what was his name? I think it was bin Laden, the Mujahideen, to kill the Russians when the Russians were fighting the Taliban? That's okay, Salenti. We could kill anybody we want in any country. I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Knight. I want that guy Gaddafi out of there. I'm Barack Obama. I want that guy Assad out of there. I want that guy Hussein out of there.
Oh, that's right.
But America could kill anybody they want, any place, any time. Oh, anybody worried about all those COVID deaths? Hey, how about the over 1 million that Americans killed in Iraq? How about the people that are suffering in Yemen because of the United States supporting the war of the clown prince that they all love? Hey, how about Afghanistan? Oh, you only destroyed the place. Oh, and cost we the little stupid, ignorant, immoral people, what? Between the two wars, about $4 trillion?
Mm-hmm. That's right. And it was bipartisan, of course, when we go back and we look at, you know, Jimmy Carter, you know, man of peace, and, you know, he was I'm just love everybody, right? But you point out, he was using Osama bin Laden to kill Russians. He had a contract on them. And of course, it was not just him. It was John McCain going around holding fundraising parties and telling these rich Republican women that he was meeting at the parties that they could adopt a Muj, right? A Mujahideen. And he would bring these little Mujahideen guys around with him and say, you know, tell them all about your struggle here. And you can adopt these people and you can arm and equip them just like they were arming and equipping people in Syria. And when General Flynn exposed that, that's why they came after him.
Yeah. What'd you call Carter? Man, a piece? A piece
of
crap.
Yeah, that's the way the media portrayed him, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, piece of crap.
Sarcastic. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And, so this is, again, that's what Occupy Peace is about. Look, Trump wants to bring down, what, 9,000 troops back from Germany?
Mm-hmm.
What do we have any troops in around the world for? World War I's over what now? It's going, what, 75 years? Oh, we got to watch those Russians. Grow up!
That's right.
It's about the military-industrial complex and enriching them. This isn't World War II anymore. If there's a war between Russia and anybody else, it's the end of the world. Troops aren't going to matter at all. Bring home
the troops. Can go back and we can look at Carter and McCain and how they supported Osama bin Laden and so forth. But, I mean, it was just last year that President Trump says, I want to bring a few troops home from Afghanistan. No, I don't think you can do that, says the Pentagon, right? We don't want you to do that. Now, isn't that the scandal? And yet, you know, the media, the same people who are coming after President Trump saying, well, you know, we've got reports that there were Russians who wanted to kill American troops that were there, and you didn't do anything about it. It's like you tried to bring the troops home, and you were saying that he was wrong to try to do that in the first place. I mean, this is how phony this all is.
It is disgusting. It's immoral. Yeah. It's immoral. We have no business being in these countries. We started off talking about the 4th of July, independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution. How about that guy called George Washington? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was his farewell address? No foreign entanglements.
That's right.
Hey, how about that guy, I think he was a general, five-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces in World War II. Dwight D. Eisenhower, two-term president. Military-industrial complex robbing the nation of the genius of scientists, sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children. Oh, yeah, how about him? Why, I think we should knock down the statues of those two guys.
That's right. That's right. Well, I think we've got to get President Fauci out of the White House because he's the one who's really destroying this country. And he's going to destroy he's going to be more effective than this Russiagate stuff. Yesterday, Gerald, we had gold take a drop because the stock market was so excited about the idea that they're going to, Pfizer's going to rush a vaccine to market by the end of this year, by the millions of doses. And that's one way that the military is going to be used here domestically. Isn't that nice? They can't protect the border or do anything here domestically, except they can use the military to put out 300 million doses of a vaccine. That's absolutely outrageous.
I read in the Wall Street Journal, it was 2 days ago, FDA, you know, blah, 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 blah. All the vaccine has to do is prove, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
By their BS standards, which you know are a lot of crap.
That's right.
50% effectiveness.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. 50% effectiveness.
Yeah. And it doesn't say anything about being safe either, because they aren't. There's absolutely no way that they can know that this is safe if they're going to rush it to production in just a couple of months. They can't do any testing. And it's really the long-term effects of the vaccines that people are concerned about.
Of course. And you know where they're doing a lot of the testing? South Africa.
Yeah.
And the people there are rebelling against it. Mm-hmm. And it's the poor people that, you know, they don't know any better. So they're taking those people, and that's who they're testing. So there's a fight among people there, too, trying to stop it. So they're testing it in the poorest places around the planet.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
And taking the people that are the poorest and using them as guinea pigs.
That's right. We're nothing but lab rats to them. And quite frankly, I believe that it's not going to be accidental if they do harm. I mean, they just want to make money as quickly as possible. The vaccines are the way to do this, because they have absolutely no liability, no matter how much harm they do to people. Any other drug, if they rushed it to market, they could be sued, but not for vaccines. Thank you so much, Gerald. Give us the website one more time before we do a plug. Tell us your website about the 4th of July celebration, where people can find information about it.
OccupyPeace.com, OccupyPeace.com, at the Four Corners of Freedom, John and Crown Street. We're the most historic buildings in America, and this is where the seeds of democracy was sown. Most of America's Constitution came from the Constitution that was written here when Kingston was the capital of New York State. John Jay, right across the street, was the judge over there, and that's what we're fighting for, to bring back our freedom. So thank you for having me on, and please do what you can, everyone, to bring freedom back to America.
Well, thank you, Gerald, for standing up to these unconstitutional, tyrannical orders that violate our God-given rights. Thank you for doing that. And folks, if you want to support independent free media, take a look at our 4th of July special. We've got free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off. Things like Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. We have VasoBeat, Bod Ease, DNA Force Plus, Winter Sun Plus, Ultra 12. All 50% off, free shipping. Double Patriot Points, InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
2020 is a very special year to the globalist, to the occultist, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once a year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. It's The David Knight Show.
All right, as you have the New York Times saying, we've got to get rid of Mount Rushmore. It's on indigenous land. And there are KKK ties. This is what the New York Times is saying. And we got slave owner presidents. They said the sculptors, the guy who actually made this amazing thing. I mean, if you haven't seen, everybody's seen the pictures of Mount Rushmore, but I mean, we see it up close and personal. The size of that, the scale of that is absolutely amazing. And the fact that somebody was able to do this, Mr. Borglum, was actually able to do this, is an amazing piece, an amazing accomplishment. But just like every other accomplishment in America, it's got to be torn down. And you've got the people who are pushing for all this, are the mob. And by the mob, I mean the New York Times and CNN and other people of that ilk. They say their grievances even extend to Abraham Lincoln, writes Breitbart, signer of the Emancipation Proclamation. They said, Mr. Borglum chose Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Roosevelt because they embodied the founding, expansion, preservation, and unification of the United States. And we hate those things, right? Hate all of that. We're going to find something, even if they can't find any connection with slavery, with Roosevelt, then they will still remove his statue, as they did at the museum. It was nigh at the museum. It was just outside it, and now he is gone. Lincoln frees the slaves. But of course, he's got to, according to their history, he's got to go because, it's just too Christian. And you've got the tribal leader saying the same thing. We've got to remove Mount Rushmore. Well, good luck with that. You got the dynamite to do that? I don't think so. Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe, the leader, Harold Frazier, chairman of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. Says the great Sioux Nation is a country that cannot keep this is a country that cannot keep a promise or a treaty, and on that I agree with him. Quite frankly, we've had Russell Means write his book "Where White Men Fear to Tread." He said the federal government—it's not white men in general, but it is our federal government—that has broken. He said they've broken every treaty with us, and they've broken every aspect of the treaty with you, white men. And that's the Constitution. I absolutely agree with Russell Means on that. They have broken every aspect of that. But when we look at the slavery issue, do they really care about slavery? Are they doing something about Mauritania? You ever heard of that country? Northwest corner of Africa? An Islamic Republic? Oh, no, they don't talk about that. They don't talk about the open slave markets that are now happening in Libya because of our foreign policy there. No. They don't care about that. But in Mauritania, the Islamic Republic, they still have chattel slavery. That means that if somebody is a slave and they have children, those children are born into slavery, they remain in slavery. And that is still being practiced. Now, why is it that these people wouldn't do something about that? Why wouldn't they be focused on stopping slavery that is happening right now in a black country? Do those black lives matter to them? No. This isn't about that at all. This is about their political agenda. Completely about their political agenda. As a matter of fact, back in November of 2018, as Daily Caller reminds us, it didn't get any press coverage at all that President Trump revoked the preferential tariff benefits from Mauritania because they had chattel slavery. He's trying to put pressure on them to stop the chattel slavery. He didn't get any credits for that. These people are ignoring the fact that it is still going on today. And they're ignoring the fact that we have a new form of slavery that is worse than anything the world has ever seen. The slavery that is being forged by the technocratic elite. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The 4th of July, 2020. We are here. And despite all the globalist attacks, you, the viewers and listeners of this transmission, have supported us by prayer, by word of mouth, and by buying the products, and you have done all of this. So when you look at the huge effect InfoWars has had, I want you to understand that it's because of what you have done. And myself and the whole crew salute you on this July 4th, 2020. We've got a lot of our best-selling products that were sold out, DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Ultra 12, and others that have been sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off for the 4th of July. We're running the special. I want to encourage you to get these products because they have enriched my life so much. I know they'll enrich your life. And regardless, it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is when you don't take action. I don't need to tell you that. You already took action. And I salute and thank you.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, it's all about slavery. We got to purge anybody that's had any connection with slavery or racism. Oh, unless they're a Democrat. And as a matter of fact, all these statues that they're pulling down, these people, I say, associated with slavery, oh, pretty much Democrats. We got a Democrat in West Virginia that is no longer with us, but still highly honored by all the mainstream Democrats. The Clintons, Schumer, Pelosi, they all love this guy. And they've got monuments and things named after him all through the state of West Virginia because he was able to bring a lot of pork barrel projects into West Virginia. He got a massive IRS facility put there. And WND has a great observation. Why hasn't West Virginia canceled its Democrat senator from the KKK, Robert Byrd? He is celebrated in the act. He filibustered, by the way, the Civil Rights Act of 1964. He organized a Klan chapter in 1941. And he was a lifetime politician for the Democrats. His name graces over three dozen public works projects, including two federal courthouses, a dam on the Ohio border, libraries, community centers, roads, bridges, schools, and several university buildings throughout the state. And they're not going to take his name down because, you know, if they were to take his name down, it would kind of be uncomfortable for the Democrats as part of this phony narrative that they have out there, right? People say, yeah, we're taking it down, but wait a minute, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and all these other Democrats are still leading the party. Biden, they were all his buddy. They all even attended his funeral and said how wonderful he was. So you're going to take those names down. It reflects unfavorably back on them. There's Biden with him. Oh, and Kerry and all of them. Yeah, everybody was there for Robert Byrd. Meanwhile, Lincoln, is now the target of their rage as much as anybody else. And as Jonathan Turley pointed out, he said, saying that Lincoln is a symbol of white supremacy has about as much of a foundation as saying that Harvey Milk is a symbol of militant heterosexuality. These people, don't know. They don't care. They just want to cancel everything. As I was saying at the top of the hour, the fact that President Trump, November 2018, revoked the preferential trade benefits for the Islamic Republic of Mauritania, who have, to this day, still have black chattel slavery. But it's okay because it's Muslims, and we don't want to pay attention to that. And we also don't want to pay attention to that because President Trump tried to stop it. As Daily Caller points out, despite the Trump administration's decision to penalize Mauritania economically, the situation has only marginally improved. The government there has taken steps to prosecute some slaveholders, but it continues to crack down on anti-slavery and human rights groups. As a matter of fact, if you look at what they do, it's kind of what the technocratic elite are doing to conservatives, to Trump supporters, to libertarians, to people who are concerned about informed consent for vaccines. The government bans demonstrations there in Mauritania. If you want to oppose chattel slavery of black people that's going on today, they ban the demonstrations. They cut people's access to the internet. Oh, we do that here in America too, don't we? Both of those things. What we haven't done so far, but we're about to do it, detain opposition figures. Yeah, just arrest somebody because of their political... No, they have more subtle ways of doing it here in America. That would kind of tip their hand a little bit too much. They estimate that 10 to 20% of the country's 4.6 million people are enslaved in some way. I mean, it's not a one or two here or there. And this is international organizations. And that's even a CNN report estimating that 20% of the people, but President Trump gets no credit whatsoever for trying to end that slavery just because, you know, same way that Lincoln has to be taken off of Mount Rushmore, you know, because of slavery. And Roosevelt, and Washington, and Jefferson. Let me tell you what real slavery is. When we look at Chazistan, West Chazistan, you know, all it took was for this Marxist councilwoman to lead a mob down to the mayor of Seattle's house. And then that was it. We're done. All right, take this thing down. Up to that point, it was a street party until they threatened her. Because these politicians don't care about you. They don't care about the law. They only care about themselves. Best example I've seen of it. And now as they have taken that down, you've already had now an interview. One Seattle resident says he felt held hostage by Antifa and abandoned by the Democrat leaders. They abandoned him to slavery and despotic government as well. Look, one of the things that we have seen underscored this very, very clearly. Both the lockdowns as well as the riots. What has been the only thing that has worked for anybody anywhere in America? All of our institutions have failed. All of them have failed. The schools have failed. I mentioned in the last hour the fact that you've got the LA school police chief resigning after the school board defunded the school police by 35%. Now you got all the conservative organizations are saying this is outrageous. They're cutting the funding of the LA school police force. I look at this and I say, why do we have an LA school police force? Why do we have police forces for the schools? Certainly didn't do any good. Stoneman Douglas did it. And I've seen a lot of cases of police brutality against students. It's all about training. It's precisely why they've locked us down here with COVID-19. They've locked the kids down the schools, and I've said this from the very beginning when they started doing it. I said, this is training to be slaves. You go through the metal detectors, you have police everywhere, they're going to pat you down, inspect your locker, you have no privacy on your person or your effects. This is a constitution-free zone, and we can do this because we run this institution. And then when your kids go there, what they tell them, what they put in their mind is even worse than what they do to their bodies. And we have a police force in L.A. They're going to cut the budget by $25 million. Cut it by 25? That means that the budget is, if they're cutting it 35% of the budget, they're cutting it by $25 million. That means that their total budget is $71 million they're spending on cops in schools. This is a failed institution. You ought to get your kids out of there. For their physical safety. You ought to get your kids out of the government schools because of what they do to their minds. And if you don't understand what they do to their minds and how that is the real threat, just take a look outside of the streets, because you can see the product of our failed government institutions. And let me tell you something. That is exactly what they were designed to create. It wasn't that the school system wanted to create model students, critical thinkers, educated scholars. The school system was designed by people like Bill Ayers and their ilk and people in the federal government. We were told, you know, it is deliberate dumbing down of America, and they were exactly right. Charlotte Iserby, Phyllis Schlafly. What you see on the streets of America is the purpose of the government schools. They're working exactly fine. You just don't understand what their purpose was. They're doing exactly what they were designed to do. And the idea that we have the police there. So where do you protect yourself? A good example of this is a Florida sheriff. Clay County Sheriff Daryl Daniels. The first black sheriff of Clay County, just south of the Jacksonville area. And what he said was that he will deputize every lawful gun owner if there's any protests, violent protests coming to his area. It's the good sheriffs, the constitutional sheriffs, who will stand with the people that have been the only protection against the violent mob or against the tyrannical government health experts, if you will. And so what does he get for his standing up for that? Well, of course, he gets scrutinized. He's under investigation by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement for the false arrest of a corrections officer. So I don't know. Regardless of whether that is true or not, a good sheriff is going to stand with the people who elected him. And that's one of the reasons why we need to have make sure that we're focusing on that in the elections. We'll be right back.
When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. Find the InfoWar at InfoWarStore.com. And I salute and thank you all.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now
before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I just wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We're going to be talking to Richard Proctor. There's some military music for you for a 4th of July. I'm trying to get the 4th of July mood. I will not be here tomorrow, so we're doing our 4th of July show today. I wanted to talk to Gerald Slinty about the Occupy Peace celebration that he's going to be having in New York on Saturday. And I wanted to get Richard Proctor in, bathroomeconomics.com. He's got books on economics, books on the Constitution, but he also has a series on liberty. And so I wanted to get Richard Proctor's message about liberty and about what is happening in America today. Thank you for joining us, Richard.
It's good to be here. Glad to be here again. It's always a good day. And the
well, thank you. Yes, great to have you. What is your message to the viewers about the 4th of July and where we are this particular 4th of July, 2020?
Well, the 4th of July, 2020, what an interesting date it will be. It'll go down somehow, either good or bad, won't it? One way or the other. And we won't know that until Saturday evening on the 4th. Anyway, let's just talk about what liberty and freedom are. You know, we get that mixed up. We talk about ourselves as a free country, freedom of speech, freedom of this, freedom of that, freedom of the other. What does that mean in relation to liberty? What is the difference between freedom and liberty? Liberty is freedom with responsibility. Freedom, straight out the word, is freedom is to do freely what you want to do. Okay, so I am free to yell the word fire in a crowded theater. Oh yeah, I'm free to do that. I can. I have that choice. I can do that. But is it responsible? That's the difference between freedom with responsibility and freedom by itself. Another aspect of that freedom with responsibility means that you are responsible for the actions you take when you exercise incorrect freedom. You're responsible for them. So it's freedom with responsibility is liberty. And that's the difference is between the two.
That's right. In the economic sphere, right? If you have, if you have freedom to make choices, you're also free. You have the responsibility to support yourself. You know, you're not. It's the kind of the trade-off I usually talk about: freedom versus free stuff. Right? They're always telling us, "Oh, you want to get free stuff," and I'm always reminded of Stephen Sondheim Broadway play. Funny thing happened on the way to the Forum, and the guy who's trying to get free in that says he's singing a song about all the different things he's going to do when he becomes free, and then he stops for a second. He goes, "Wait a minute! If I was free, then nothing would be free." then I would have to start paying for myself. So that's the responsibility side of it that always kicks in, which people don't want. That's why they're always on the side of free stuff, but they don't want freedom.
Yes. Well, you think about free stuff. Free stuff creates slavery. It really does.
That's right.
You become addicted to the free things. And then when they take them away, or rather stop providing them, then you're angry because you can't take care of yourself because you're used to all the free stuff. Free stuff creates slavery. Welfare creates slavery.
On this 4th of July, Richard, when we talk about rights, I've actually had some conservative friends say, I'm so sick and tired of hearing about rights and anything. I said, why? You just don't understand what kind of rights we're talking about, right? Because he was saying, well, I hear all these people say, I got a right to this, I got a right to that. No. You know, Obama laid this out. Obama understood this very well. He talked about the difference between, I don't like his labels. They always will take the high ground when they talk about particular subjects. They will choose the terms. And so they call what the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights are about, they call that negative rights, you know, because they don't believe in God. They don't believe in God-given rights. And so they say, well, the Bill of Rights is there. That's a list of negative rights. In other words, those are things that are prohibitions about what the government can do. And so we consider that to be negative. Now, we're all about positive rights because, you know, we're socialists. And so, you know, they want to give you stuff. So you have a right to this and you have a right to that. You have a right to free education, a right to free health care, a right to all this and that, you know, the free stuff side. They present that as positive and negative rights. And they use those terms because that's the way they want to spin it as socialists. But it is antithetical. Socialism is antithetical to the Bill of Rights and to our responsibility, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And the idea that you have a right to a right to this and a right to that as portrayed as you just portrayed it, that's really started with Theodore Roosevelt, what he said, freedom from want, freedom from hunger, freedom from this, freedom from that. So that means we're going to give you stuff so that you lose your ability, you lose your government, you have socialism. That's what freedom from want and freedom from fear, all of that's just couched socialism. That's what that is.
That's right. Yeah, kind of progressivism. Yeah, that's what they were.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe we ought to take him off the Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yeah, we should take everybody off. Erase Mount Rushmore. You got to do that. Put Marx up there because that's who was worshiping today. I'm astounded with what's going on in our society.
Yeah.
These children have never had any discipline. They've always got what they wanted. They feel they have a right to everything they want, period. And they don't. So they're going and tearing down statues, tearing down homes, tearing down places of business, all this kind of stuff because they're there. That's it. That's the proper picture that we worship today. Exactly.
Yeah. Lenin, Mao, Marx, Engels, or Stalin and Marx and so forth. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Now, that's well done. I think that's really well done because that's where we are today. And everybody, all the government would be tickled to death with that change.
Well, you know, you have two different groups of people. You have these perpetually offended snowflakes who, if they don't like anything about anybody or anyone or whatever, they want to cancel that, right? And so that's what they've been trained in the institutions, the schools. And then you have the people who are manipulating people like that. And what they do is they cherry pick instances of particular societies or individuals and say, well, because of that, we have to purge it. We understand that there is nothing there is no institution, because institutions are created and run by human beings. There's no institution that's perfect. There's no human being that is perfect. What we try to do is hold and to the good, celebrate the good. And then, you know, we can talk about what is wrong about this because we don't want to repeat those mistakes. And when I look at all these presidents, I can find things positive and negative about each and every one of them. And so we want to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, as Perry Como would say, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly what we should do. We go the direction of what our thoughts are. And if our thoughts are negative, we're going to go negative. If our thoughts are positive, we're going to go positive. That's why I don't like to clutter my mind up with negative things the best I can. I don't listen to the media anymore. I haven't listened to them for a decade because they clutter my mind up with negative things. That's their role.
Yeah. Yeah. Not just negative, but false stuff. I mean, it's just amazing. Yeah. It's amazing to me. I said, you know, we've always had propaganda weaponized by the media. You know, you had, I had him say, just give me, tell me where you want the war and I'll make it happen there. And that's been the case for a long time. But now they have really accelerated that with the capability of social media and the concentration of ownership. And so, what we see now is not just an information war, but an information war that operates at blitzkrieg power and speed. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Richard about a series that he's got on liberty, because that's one of the things we want to do. We want to focus. We want to accentuate the positive. We'll be right back.
What can I say to the viewers and listeners? Thank you for supporting us. You've done a great job. We've done amazing things together. The war is now out in the open. You can see that InfoWars' world vision of who the globalists are and who we are has been very, very accurate. We're not just some little Hollywood New World Order rabbit trail trying to distract humanity. We're the zeitgeist and the spirit of liberty together in a symbiotic relationship that believes in humanity. And we're willing to face the true horror of the New World Order. But if we do not support the actual transmission center that's getting the messages out from the guest, the callers, the host, we will fail. I'm stating the obvious here. I just want to thank you on July 4th, 2020, for your support. No matter what color you are or where you came from, if you love human liberty and freedom, we're brothers and sisters together, and I salute and thank you all. Now share those links at band.video and crush the globalist murderers.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at band.video. Get it out and expose the hoax. Just happened on Tuesday morning driving into work, about to break the big Roger Stone news and the big COVID-19 hoax news. And I'm at a red light at the corner of Brody and 290. And an old Mercedes pulls up next to me. And a Hispanic man and two white women start flipping me off. And I thought they recognized who I was. So I rolled down my window and I said, what, COVID-19's a hoax? And they were going, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you. And I said, is that your IQ? One finger? So they got put up two fingers. I said, oh, it's 11. And I was like, do you know who I am? They're like shaking their heads. They go, wear your mask. Wear your mask. And they're pointing at the mask. So I guess Joy Behar, when she says she goes around and does this with her husband, this is a thing, man. Their cult is going crazy. They're control freaks. They're attacking language, borders, everything, because they all bet on leftist garbage and it hasn't delivered to them. So they're totally going completely insane. This is crazy.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Accentuate the positive healing, find it the negative and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
All right, welcome back. We're talking to Richard Proctor, and we're going to accentuate positive in this segment. We're going to talk about how positive we are that liberty is the right course for this country. But we don't ever hear politicians talk about that. I mean, this year, for 4th of July, you probably will be no exception, because for the most part, they don't even want to let you get together and celebrate. So certainly we're not going to hear any speeches about liberty. So let's have a speech about liberty from Richard Proctor, because he's written a series of books. He's got a 6-volume series called Liberty. Will it survive the 21st century? You can find that at bathroomeconomics.com. Tell us a little bit about that, Richard.
Yes. Let's see a little bit of background about that set of books. I've been involved studying the government and what it's been doing to liberty since the 1960s, late 60s into the 70s. I've watched a lot of things happen, and I recorded them in my mind, and I recorded them on paper. And I was teaching everybody I could about these things. And I discovered that people didn't know anything about it, and that they wondered what I was saying. But mostly I discovered that I can talk all day, but I can only reach a small audience. And when I'm not there to talk, there'll be no audience, nothing. So I began to think, this is about 2005, I began to think that this has got to be written down. So I wrote down 20 subjects that I thought were crucial to our liberty. Those 20 subjects, I wrote a little bit about each one of them, just a synopsis about each one. And that's what volume one is, a synopsis of the 20 subjects that I felt were important to our liberty. Volumes 2 through 5, I took time to take every one of those 20 and enlarge them to a full scope. Like, for example, in volume 4, it only talks about education K-12 and the Supreme Court and its constitutional violations, and environment and the garbage that were being stuck with that. That's all it really talks about, just three things. The full book, three things.
And, you know, that's really important because when we're talking about education, and I think a lot of people, one of the few good things that has happened with this lockdown is the fact that some parents have gotten a chance to observe their kids are actually being taught, because they're having online school. And I've seen several articles, I've talked about them here on air, where the parents are absolutely appalled at what their kids are being taught. And I'm appalled by the fact that we've got a school force in L.A. You know, a lot of conservatives saying, look at this, they're cutting the police budget. It's like, we shouldn't have police. We shouldn't have a school police chief. We shouldn't have a force of 471 cops to patrol the schools in just L.A., spending $71 million. I mean, that is a failed institution just from the safety standpoint of your children. And so, you know, that is certainly something that is attacking our liberty right there.
Well, at the same time when you're mentioning that, people are going to discover when their kids go back to school, the teachers are going to discover that the kids are now learning old math, not the new math. The old math, the stuff that works. I have a discussion about what 3 times 5 is in the new math, and what 3 times 5 is in the old math. You realize that if you say 5 times 3, that's wrong. 3 times 5 is correct. It's interesting. They've set it up that 5 times 3 is wrong. And I don't understand that, but that's the kind of stuff they're teaching in our schools in math. Just that.
They taught us the commutative property. It doesn't make it. No, if you go back and you look at the lessons that they give people in this new math and the Common Core stuff, it is deliberately trying to confuse them. It really is. I mean, the new math is really, you know, 2 plus 2 equals 5, which is Orwell's thing. You just do what we tell you to do, and you do it the way that we tell you to do. We don't want you to actually have any, historical basis. We don't want you to have any objective knowledge, and we certainly don't want you critically thinking.
Well, you see, now you've hit it right on the head, critically thinking. They do not want the kids to be able to analyze what's going on. They want them to be zombies, you might say, repeat back, parrots. Mm-hmm. And if the information is wrong, the kids are still repeating it back because they don't know it's wrong, because they can't think long enough. They're not taught to think about whether it's wrong or not. Story problems are gone. Those are very important. Story problems. Here's a scenario. What do you think? And there's a problem there in math to solve. And they can't do it anymore because they can't think about that. There it is. lockstep mm-hmm. together, doing the same thing. That's the plan. Make mm-hmm. everybody the same. If you remember, this is back in the 50s. People who were left-handed had to write the same way with the same angle as the people who are right-handed. So people who are left-handed found themselves writing upside down so that it would meet the criteria of being the same as everybody else. That yeah. started even that far back. We've been doing that, and that's because our educational system has been plagued with those kinds of ideas, not just recently, but for a century.
It's a factory school system. It's a one-size-fits-all. And,
yes,
and it is
exactly
really ridiculous.
Right.
And there's plenty of cartoon memes about, you know, one size fits all. What if you dressed your kids the same way you educate your kids, right? And that's one of the things that's very important when we look at this. But, tell us a little bit more before we get into some more of this. Tell us a little bit more about some of the other 20 subjects that you see as central to the attack on our liberty.
Let's just talk about tracking the civilization, tracking the people, keeping track of where they are. You know, folks, Real ID, I don't know if you remember that, R-E-A-L, one word, ID, another word.
That came out
in about the 2005, 6, 7 range. And what that meant was every driver's license in the United States had to have a strip on it giving all of their data. And it had to be that way. And if you didn't have that, you couldn't go into a federal building or in a federal plane or an airport or a plane at all. You couldn't do anything because you had to have that strip. Well, that was really papers, please, is what I call that.
Oh, yeah.
So now, you're pointing out the one today. Now I'm back to 2005 and 6 again. Montana, I believe it was Montana, pretty sure it was, might have been Michigan or Minneapolis, but I think it was Montana, said, we ain't going to do that. We're not going to do it. And FEMA go, oh, you can't, you've got to, Homeland Security, you've got to, you can't get in. Nope, we're not going to do it. That's that. We're not going to change our driver's license to agree with some kind of a federal mandate. Nope, we're not going to. And they gave them, we'll give you a waiver for your people. We don't want a waiver. We're not going to do it. And so they backed off, and it wasn't enforced. It went away. Some states already did it, like Utah. They did it anyway. Now, today, that's all been quiet. It's back again today. Got to have it by October next year. If you don't have it, you can't get on a plane. Exactly the same thing, so that you are properly tracked. They couldn't do it once. So what did they do? They got credit cards. Tap. Oh, you can just tap your credit card because all of your information is now on the card. Everybody.
Well, they're
going
to step it up with this coronavirus stuff because, you know, it was Bill Gates had his ID 2020 and looks like he's going to get his ID 2020. You're going to have immunity passports, proof of your vaccine. He finished funding last fall. He finished funding the vaccination and invisible tattoo at the same time, right? One piece. So he's put all the pieces together there, and their justification for tracking everybody, they're screaming from the rooftops that, oh, look at this stuff that looked really creepy in China. Oh, we have to have that now for the coronavirus. And so they're moving ahead with that at light speed.
And we are agreeing with it because we've been taught fear. We don't have a pandemic of a disease. We have a pandemic of fear. So
that's
we
right.
agree with all that and accept it, which in 2007 and 5, we would not agree with it and accept it. So it didn't happen. But they slowly condition us to being tracked with cards, credit cards first, and then they put chips in your cards, and they put cameras up everywhere, and they put navigation systems in your car. Now they can keep track of you. Phones have little chips in so they can know where you are. Everything is tracking you, and it's all kept in a massive storage bank in Bluffdale, Utah. And
that's right.
There you have it.
That's right. And all of this is pushed, just like the lockdowns are pushed, out of fear. And people are willing to trade their liberty for the promise of safety. And that is nothing new. The founders of this country saw through that from the very beginning, but the people today do not. And we're going to be right back with Richard Proctor, bathroomeconomics.com. Stay with us.
This water come from?
Infowarsstore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off bodies. Really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high quality vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Still X2 Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all for this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund hardcore truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. And I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all. 2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once-a-year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action. Ultra 12 is already our overall number one bestseller. Ultra 12 is twice as strong as Secret 12 for an even lower price because I signed a huge multi-year contract to guarantee to buy a ton of it. And my bet ended up to be successful so far. Folks are ordering it in mass. They're getting great responses. They're giving us incredible reviews because we know what vitamin B12 of this type does, taken under the tongue where it's more absorbable. It supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, help the body produce more energy, help produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function, and so much more. You can take all the energy drinks and they won't do anything if you don't have the basics already in your body, like vitamin B12. Whether you're old, whether you're young, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you live in Japan or the United States, Ultra 12 is the best vitamin B12 you're going to find out there. It's uber absorbable, and it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Stars and Stripes Forever, and of course, as Gerald Sunty was saying, for their 4th of July celebration, you'll find that at Occupy Peace. They were told they could not get a permit for making noise and music and things like this, because now we live our lives at the permits of the government. What will they permit? We don't talk about rights anymore. We don't talk about liberty. We talk about privileges, and they grant privileges. You know, they talk about white people being privileged, and yet none of us have any rights. right? Everything is a government-granted privilege, white and black. It is a system of slavery, and we have to wake up and get wise to this. We're talking to Richard Proctor, and we were talking about his six-volume series, Liberty, Will It Survive in the 21st Century? And, of course, as Thomas Paine famously said, these are the times that try men's souls. What are the points, Richard, that you see, the 20 key points at which we will be tried in this contest for liberty?
Okay, well, I've got a contest here right in front of me. I start off with conspiracy. It's not theory, you guys. It's not theory. Then I go move into secret societies. What are the secret societies? Well, the Bilderberger is a secret society. It meets every year. Then I talk about the mainstream media and what's going on in the mainstream media. Then the Federal Reserve. Then the change of the gold standard and inflation, how it relates to it. Free trade. Then Congress and the executive branch. What they're doing. What's going on? Private property. What is private property? You know, private property is your work. Your labor is your private property. Freedom of speech and actions. Tracking the population, their activities. That's the first 10. Then I get into the Rothschild information. I talk about the North American Union, the United Nations. You know, Sixth Amendment, Article 6 says that you can't have a treaty that is not in accordance with the Constitution. If it's not in accordance with the Constitution, a treaty is null and void, no matter whether the Senate passes it or not. Well, the United Nations is not in accordance with the Constitution. Bingo, we shouldn't have it. Then I talk about the ACLU and their history and what they're doing. Public schools and universities. Public schools is K-12. And then what are the universities doing? Then I talk about war. I talk about the Pearl Harbor. I talk about World War I. I talk about World War II. You know, Pearl Harbor was planned. Oh, a lot of people aren't going to go for that. But I've got the books. I've got the information right in front of me. Day of Infamy, written by Simpson. It shows exactly what happened on that day. Communism and socialism. Compare both of those. Courts, the Supreme Court of the United States. By the way, in all my books, you will see Supreme Court in lowercase. Why? Because they're a hierarchy. That's not anything to do with a title. It's a hierarchy. Supreme Court just means they're above the inferior courts, which are federal courts. The Supreme Court is a federal court, and all the Supreme means it's over the inferior courts. You look at Article 3, you'll discover that. It's never capitalized, so neither do I. Constitution. I talk about that in the 19th subject, and the last subject in the introduction here is environment. What's going on? Just, you guys remember the ozone layer? That was a bunch of garbage. Nothing that we can do affects the ozone layer. What does affect it? The coldness of the Antarctic. The cold over the Antarctic affects the ozone layer. It's not cold enough, the ozone layer's hurt, harmed. Cold enough, then the ozone layer is repleted. Okay, there you have it. The ozone layer is controlled by nature. I'll be darned. How about that? Yeah.
Imagine if the sun actually had an effect on our climate.
I'm surprised. I don't think they really believe that. I don't think they believe it. Yeah, let's go one more thing about the ozone layer. They said that what we're doing is affecting it. Well, then I did a calculation of the cubic miles over the United States, 1 mile high. Okay, all over the United States, 1 mile high. How many cubic miles is it? Then I did an analysis of the cubic miles of the ozone layer, which is 40, 50 miles above the Earth. I did a cubic, and we have about 1/100 of 1/100 of 1% in ratio of how many cubic miles the ozone layer has and how many cubic miles we have. I tell you what, the head of a pin is not going to control the environment, and that's what we are in comparison with the ozone layer. The head, or even maybe the point of a pin, is all the effect we will have. But because of that stuff and because we all bought into it, you can't get Freon for your country, for your car anymore. They took aerosol out. Now the bottles don't work so well. All because we bought into the ozone layer, and that was all a lie. It was a lie.
That's right. And when you look at renewables and so forth, and, you know, Michael Moore got the wrath of the mob when he said, this whole thing is a scam. You know, this is being done by, you know, the big oil companies, as much as anybody else that are the first guys into the renewable energy scam. They are banning one form of energy production because they're already on the ground floor of the next form that they're telling us is the one that we've got to have. And so there's a lot of that that is going on. But I think the key thing here, Richard, is the fact that we've got junk science, that people don't have the tools, the knowledge, or the math ability to understand, you know, talk to them about the density of this and, you know, and so forth.
Oh, yeah.
They don't understand that because they've been deliberately dumbed down so they can't do critical thinking about the junk science that supports this climate alarmism or the junk science that is supporting the COVID lockdown.
Well, yes, but you got to remember, who funds most of the science? The federal government does through grants.
That's right.
You don't get grants. You don't get That's to right. do your stuff. So what are you going to do? They're going to agree with who gives them their grants. If they don't agree, they won't get grants. And that hurts the scientists, the school professors that are doing research. That hurts them. So they agree with the government so they can get their grants. Interesting how money is at the core of most of what goes on.
Oh, it absolutely is. It absolutely is. And now we've got the government granting people, the hospitals granting people if they identify people as COVID patients. So guess what they're going to do? They're going to find a lot of COVID patients and they're going to make all these dire predictions of Fauci about the surge. It's all going to come true. And, because they're going to fund it that way. You know, when we talk about conspiracies and you got the Federal Reserve in there, that is a conspiracy fact. And, you know, one of the things that really hasn't gotten a whole lot of attention, I mentioned it last week, the fact that on June 15th, they began rationing coins, the Federal Reserve did. And I went to a grocery store this last week with my wife for the first time since all this crazy stuff began. And they had signs up everywhere. We're now rationing coins. At the same time, and I think they're pushing people to a cashless society, at the same time they're doing that, they're also pushing some legislation to try to outlaw cryptocurrency. I mean, that is at the essence of this, I think, another one of the aspects that they're trying to rush in on us, the idea that somehow the coronavirus has created a coin shortage and we have to pull currency, says the Federal Reserve. What do you think about that, Richard?
Well, I'm going to address it this way. My first subject is the conspiracy. I show where it came from and what's going on and why. Everything the government does is controlled by what I call the international banking establishment, which is the conspiracy you're talking about. And I name names in volume one of the people and their families who are involved in this. Now, there's been others that have joined it, but these are the groups of people who started it. And I put the names down. I say, these are the people. Then at the end of volume one, I have a list of all of the people in the Order of Skull and Bones at Yale University. 15 seniors every year. Well, I have a list of every one of those 15 seniors. Anthony Sutton provided that. It's a good list, but it only goes up to 85. So there's been a lot of addition to it since. But the point I'm trying to make is everything the government does is controlled by what these people want.
That's right. And I think at the bottom of all this, we're going to find, as they're pushing us deliberately into a depression and sustaining this depression, they had already poured so much money into the repo market last fall, and now this massive stimulus that they're putting in, trillions and trillions of dollars, they're going to blame the implosion, the worldwide depression. They're going to blame it on the coronavirus. They're working on how they're going to completely reset everything financially. And I think that's one of the reasons why we are getting the global response, the same thing from everybody. I think all the central banks are together on that. All right, that's all the time we've got. Thank you for joining us, Richard Proctor. Again, folks, you can find his books on economics, the Constitution, and on liberty at bathroomeconomics.com. And you can find products to support your health at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a 4th of July super sale, free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We have products like Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, VasoBeat, Bod Ease, DNA Force Plus, Winter Sun Plus, all those and more at 50% off, free shipping, and double Patriot points. Have a great 4th of July and enjoy your freedom.